Say, did you go over to tell Louise how good her voice was or to get an encore? Been gone long enough to hear a grand opera.
Oh, did you miss me, honey?
No. I was waiting for her to get this makeup off the back of my neck.
Gee, Louise is a darling, isn't she?
Yeah, she's a pretty good bargain kind of blonde. Get this makeup off my neck, will you?
You know, I think her hair is really that color. It's a nice shade.
Yeah, and you have to dye to be a shade. Can you get this makeup off my neck?
Ye God, you even make puns about hair.
That makes a rabbit, said the old lady as she melted the cheese.
Ooh, Val, can't you do something about those puns?
Well, can't you do something about this makeup on the back of my neck?
Well, give me your cold cream rag.
Hey, try rubbing it off before you start sandpapering, will you? That's my neck, you know. I don't know whether I'd rather be hung or have you scrub my neck.
Well, if you were hung, you'd probably kick because it wasn't a new rope.
Hey, haven't you got all the skin off back there yet?
There.
Thanks for the peeling.
Hurry up now, because I want to take you out and show you my surprise.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Hey, what is a surprise?
Would it be a surprise if I told you?
It's a surprise to me. You keep a secret as long as you have. Come on, tell me what it is.
Gee, you're just exactly like a child.
What do you know about children?
Well, I used to be one myself. Remember, curiosity killed a cat.
Yeah, and it made Bird famous, too.
Well, you ain't no bird.
No, neither's an elk.
Come on. Are you ready?
Hey, wait till I get my shoes on, will you?
Shoes? Have you imagination enough to call those shoes? They look like something the second carpenter built.
Oh, so you've been reading The Specialist, too, huh?
Well, a lot of people have laughed at chick sales.
Come on, let's go see the surprise of yours.
Val.
Say no more. Say no more. You're going to ask where my scarf is. Well, I lost it.
Where did you lose it?
Well, it's like this. I put it in an ash can for safekeeping. And when I come back, it was gone. Somebody stole it.
Val, you threw it away.
Yeah, you're darn right I did. I'm tired of wrapping myself up like a mummy every time I stick my nose out the door.
When you stick that nozzle of yours out, you're practically all the way out.
Well, listen, baby, I ain't no invalid.
Well, you will be if you don't wear a scarf. Because if a sore throat don't make you one, I will.
Oh, gee, I ain't had a sore throat for months.
Well, you ain't gonna have one either, even if I have the stuff Excelsior down your throat.
Well, that spinach you make me eat's about the same thing.
Well, it's good for you.
I'd better go out and cut the lawn with my front teeth.
Yeah, so would any other ass. Now pipe down and wrap my scarf around your neck.
Wear a dame scarf on the street where everybody will see me? Nothing doing. Guys would be tipping their hats to me or something.
Put it on and stop sounding off. You threw your scarf away and now you'll wear this one or I'll know the reason why.
I'll tell you the reason why. I ain't gonna do it, see? I'd rather be seen on the street in your grandmother's petticoat.
Well, you'll have to speak to grandmother about that. But stop being silly and put this scarf on.
I won't do it.
No?
All right. Rather than have another argument, I'd wear a grass skirt.
Finding you in a grass skirt would be like looking for a needle in a haystack. You're the thinnest person I ever saw. Oh, no, that's right. There was a guy I saw in a circus once. I had to pay a quarter to see him, though. But you're the skinniest human I ever saw for nothing.
Yeah? I may be slender, but I ain't skinny, see?
Say, when the wind blows through your ribs, you make a noise like a comb wrapped in tissue paper.
Yeah.
Every time you take a bath, I'm afraid you'll get caught in a whirlpool and carried out to sea.
See? See? Ain't nothing to see in a piece of pipe.
Say, will you do me a favor? Every time you feel a pun coming on, go off by yourself someplace, will you, and whisper it?
What do you want me to do, talk with my hands?
Well, that'd be all right if you remember to keep them in your pocket. But put on a scarf and let's go. I've been keeping my secret so long that I'm commencing to get indigestion.
Oh, gee, if this scarf don't look like the seventh veil of a Chinese dancing girl, I'll eat it.
Yeah, you do, and I'll make you wear the bath mat around your neck.
Ain't you sure? I wouldn't rather.
Come on, come on.
All right.
Turn out the light.
What do you think I'm going to do, blow them out?
Well, you've had enough practice blowing to do it.
Come on.
Oh, there's Mr. Gallagher. Good night, Mr. Gallagher.
Night, Gilly.
Night, kid.
Gallagher, come here. I got an idea.
You ought to sue somebody.
No fooling, Gilly. You ought to take me in partners with you.
What the show business needs is brains.
Yeah, I chose it.
You never produced a show in your life.
No, I never laid an egg either, but I know a good armor when I see one.
Oh, come on, Val. I have a secret for Val, Mr. Gallagher, and I'm trying to get him away.
Well, don't tell him the world's round. He'd never believe it. He thinks it's like his hat. Night, Alice. So long, Val.
Good night, Mr. Gallagher.
Night, Gilly.
Oh, hurry, will you?
Hey, what do you suppose Gallagher meant about the world? Oh, the big bum.
Come here. Where are you going?
I'm going to back and punch that big baboon in the eye. That's where I'm going.
Come back here. If there's any eye punching to be done, I'll do it. On you.
All right. I'll come back. But I ought to go, though.
Ah, gee, Val, what a gorgeous night.
Yeah. Oh, gee, smell the fresh air, huh?
Let's hurry and get down to the subway.
Subway? Subway? Ha, don't make me laugh. Headliner riding in the subway? We're getting $400 a week. We can afford to ride in a taxi, see?
See, that's right. Call one.
There's one over there.
He hears you. Just pull him over to the side.
Taxi,
sir? Taxi? What'd you think I wanted to do? Sell you some life insurance?
Nah, but don't get fresh or you'll be collecting your accident insurance.
Yeah.
Where to?
9684 Hardwood.
No, 8574 Benton Way.
What do you want to go there for?
That's where the surprise is. Get in.
Oh, okay. And listen, Bob.
Yeah?
Drive around in front of the theater first, will you? And don't play fire engine when you go past either.
Okay.
What did you tell him to drive around in front of the theater for?
Well, I just wanted to look at our names out front. But gee, look. Look, there they are now. The Vernon Valentine's, about a million lights, kid.
Oh, gee, sweetheart, just like we always hoped.
You know what them lights spell, baby?
Sure, Laverne and Valentine.
Yeah, and more than that. They spell success with a big S. And more than that, in them you see the gateway to a hooker's paradise, Broadway. That's where we are, kid, on Broadway. Up from the small time. That's the way we came, see? We reached the goal, the big alley.
You know, darling, sometimes I'm afraid that it ain't real. But it's something that, well, just kind of happened in a dream. It used to be that way when we were first married, and I'd wake up in the middle of the night and reach over and touch you to make sure you were really there.
Well, you still do, but just to get your feet warm. Them lights are real, see? They're as real as Broadway itself. Them lights have been blazing on the old alley for a long time.
Yeah, but don't forget, sweetheart, that they ain't always spelled the same names. The lights last, yeah, but the guys burn out just like those globes. And all they do is stick in another globe.
Hey, for the love of Mike, you been reading one of them Russian novels or something? We're on Broadway now, ain't we? Well, enjoy it while we're here. Sure, someday we'll get old and creaky and we'll have to retire, but it ain't going to be for a long time, kid.
I don't think I'm not happy, because I've never been so thrilly. But I don't want you to get to the point where you think we won't have to work to stay in big time.
There's only one thing that'll get us out of big time.
What's that?
A theater fire. Hey, driver, driver! For the love of Mike, there's another coat of paint on this car. That guy'd be an angel now.
Don't worry. I drove an ambulance in France.
Well, maybe you did, but there ain't no reason why you should fill him up in this country. Hey, you sure that was an ambulance and not a tank you drove?
Well, I'm getting you there, ain't I?
Yeah, but by the way you're driving, it's going to be to a hospital.
Relax. You didn't used to be so frightened in a taxi. You proposed to me in one, you know.
Yeah, that's what makes me scary of him now. Gee, remember that night, kid? The moon and driving around Central Park. Oh, gee, I'll never forget how happy I was when you said yes. I didn't expect you to give in so soon.
I didn't intend to, but I looked at the meter and I thought that seeing as how I was going to marry you anyway, well, I'd better say yes in a hurry and save money.
Gee, that was a bumpy old taxi. But I was game. I got down on my knee just like a knight
errant.
No, a knight of Columbus. I had housemaid knee for a week afterward.
And do you remember how you kissed me?
Yeah, like this.
Well, no, not exactly. More like this.
No, let's see now. Seems to me my nose was on this side of yours.
Oh! Oh!
When did that guy run over then?
I tell you, this mechanical age is awful. You can't even neck in a taxi with your husband anymore without running the risk of losing your teeth.
Hey, driver, what did you jump over then?
Say, don't you think I know how to drive?
Well, a Ferris wheel, maybe, but an auto, no.
I wonder if he gets paid by the mile or by the pedestrian.
Yeah, but the size of the space that guy goes through, he must have learned to drive in an Austin.
Maybe he's blind or something.
No, there's nothing wrong with his aim. He's hit everything so far.
He ain't hit a pyramid yet.
Oh, so that was what we jumped over back there, the Atlantic Ocean, huh? Hey, did he stop on purpose or did the rear wheels fall off?
This is 8574 Benton.
He's right, dear. Get out.
Gee, I wouldn't come this far to be shocked, not to say anything about being surprised. How much, you?
Buck and a quarter.
A buck and a quarter?
You understand English, don't you?
Yeah, do you speak it?
The meter says a buck and a quarter, and I say a buck and a quarter, and a buck and a quarter it is.
Now, listen. If that meter was a clock, we'd have Christmas every 20 minutes.
Say, are you trying to tell me that meter ain't honest?
Well...
Don't argue with him, dear.
That's right, lady, because I got a bad disposition.
Well, listen, you. That's your disposition. It's your size that impresses me. Here's your buck and a quarter. Keep the change.
Say...
Go on, get out of here.
Oh. Look, darling. Ain't this a swell-looking apartment house?
Yeah, it's got a roof and everything. But Grant's tomb ain't no shack either. You ain't been dragging me all over the country to look at architecture, have you? It's just about the surprise.
Come on, I'll show you. And see here, you look as if you wanted to be surprised, or else I won't surprise you.
I looked like I was going to be elected president or something. You'd only stop dragging me all over town like an armistice day parade.
All right, come on.
You mean in this joint?
Yeah, sure.